The twins, Jiddle and Jinty, went to fetch their blankets.
Mama, Mama, can we sleep out on the bank?
Dymphania raised her head spikes indignantly.
Certainly not. Who knows what goes on out there at night? You've got perfectly good bunks on board.
The twin hedgehogs complained bitterly.
But Grandma Crumfist snores something dreadful.
And Trigidia keeps talking in her sleep, reciting lines from the plays.
Dymphania remained obdurate until Flib interceded.
Let him sleep outdoors, ma'am. I'll go with the twins and keep an eye on him. Oh, go on, it's a warm night.
Oakheart sighed.
Aye, let them sleep on shore, my dear. 'Twill stop them getting up for drinks of water all night.
Wearing their blankets like cloaks, Jiddle and Jinty dashed from the cabin, whooping and squealing. As Flib followed them, Buckler cautioned her.
Remember now, missy, keep a sharp eye on them.
The shrewmaid replied icily.
No need to remind me. I knows what I'm doing.
Diggs caught hold of a paw.
You jolly well take heed of what he says, Miguel, what?
She broke his hold roughly, snarling.
And you, mind your own business, fatty. Keep an eye on yourself in case you go bang after all that scoff.
To ease the tense moment, Crumfus turned to her son.
Okay, why don't you sing us a nice little comic ditty before we turn in? Buck and Diggs have never heard you performing.
Oakheart with a spike was never a beast to miss a chance of displaying his talents. Holding that most peculiar of instruments, the Hogolino, over his head, he strummed it across his top spikes and burst into song.
"'Twas a snowy morn one summer, and the moon was shining bright, when my dear Mar kissed me a fond goodbye. So I asked where I was going, as she shoved me out the door. She blew her snout and then began to cry. Oh, don't run off to sea, my son, you'll break your mother's heart. I've reared you since you were an ugly pup. But I didn't want to go, and I tried to tell her so. But she locked the door and nailed the windows up. Off I went to sail the main as cabin hog aboard the Scruffy Dog. The skipper wore no vest, and tattooed upon his chest was a picture of a flea lost in the fog. Well, it turned out that old captain was a hog named Gusty Snout, my long-lost daddy that I'd never seen. So me and that old tar sailed right back home to Ma, who saw us coming and let out a scream. She cried, alas, alack, are you two villains back? And beat us soundly with a naughty log. And as she wouldn't stop it, well, we both had to hop it. Now we're back aboard the good old Scruffy Dog.
This ends Disc 2.